You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. 3:07 p.m. right now. We're already 1 hour in. And by the way, we're going to have a whole segment coming up here pretty soon regarding the issues with Russia and Ukraine. Great article on National Review today that I used as part of my resourcing for the show points out we don't have a Ukraine crisis. We have a Russia-Putin crisis, and that's the case. But right now what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to continue on with the discussion about Alabama Republican machinations and really the state party politics, period. And I'm going to get my two folks here with me that keep the show running. So Copper runs the board every day, keeps the trains running on time. She works in-house, and I always joke that Birdman works the outhouse. So Birdman is the one who does all of our tech support. He makes sure that our social media, our website, our Right Side store, all of it is working and all that kind of stuff. And both of them, though, have solid opinions, and I trust them to be able to talk into a microphone. So Copper and Birdman, how you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Doing good.
All right. Well, let's hear from you. So here's the deal. Just going to start, just stream of consciousness, if you will. Here's my first question for you. How do you guys feel, and maybe even speak to your generation, I don't know, how do you guys feel about party politics? Should parties even be necessary? Are they helpful? Does it matter? So I'll go Copper first.
Yeah, no, I got the impression when I was younger that people didn't get it. Why do we even need party politics? These days, I feel like it's a stronger opinion. People are mad about party politics, and it really doesn't fit what most young people are looking for. Most people will say they're more libertarian or independent, and I think of it kind of as you go to a burger joint, and you have two options. You can either pick the vegan veggie burger or the all-American burger. But, I mean, I want to pick my cheese. I want to pick if I can have onions or not on it. And that's what people think about candidates. We want to be able to pick and choose more, have a greater variety of belief systems, rather than it seeming like the politicians are just stuffing themselves into a pre-made box, which isn't believable, and it actually makes us less willing to trust politicians, because we know there's no way everybody could possibly believe all of the exact same things.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Birdman, what do you think?
So, I mean, as far as my generation goes, I feel like my generation focuses more on what side they fit in, what kind of little box they can fit in. I think, personally, I've always kind of adhered to the George Washington style, you know, in his farewell address, talking about party politics or political parties in general. Personally, I agree with what Copper's saying. You know, it's hard for me to fit in that box when I have more opinions than just what one party has to offer or publicly says they have to offer. And I think, like I said, I think my generation focuses more on what box they can fit in or what box is going to be most accepting to them. And I think, I don't know, I think the younger generation focuses more on that than they do the individuality of it.
So is that to say then, are y'all both saying that you believe that your generation would just soon choose the person as opposed to the party person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So how does that factor in? Let's say, make it a sports thing. Let's say you've got somebody who is either an Auburn or an Alabama fan. Should they then be allowed to, I mean, is it fantasy football where you can pick your players from different teams based upon their stats? Or is it that you choose to ride for the brand because you believe in the team? That's what we're looking at here. What do you think?
Copper, you want to take this? You want me to go?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, so I think this gets kind of very, I think this can get very deep very quickly, because I feel like a lot of what political parties has become nowadays is just either identity politics or just blatant tribalism, which are two totally different things. But I do feel like the tribalism aspect is becoming more and more a part of this particular issue. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like a lot of people choose the person anymore as so much as they choose almost the comfort of what they stand on, the podium that they stand on. I feel like that's a lot of what's happening in places like California, you know, with them voting, you know, they had the, what was it? They voted Newsom back in and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's kind of what you're comfortable with. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best choice, but hey, the party stands for A, B, and C. So that means I'm going to vote for them regardless. And I feel like at least in my generation, that's becoming more and more prominent rather than just the actual critical thought of who it is that's running under that umbrella.
All right, Copper. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that underlying idea, but I don't think people care about the, quote, team, as you put it. Similarly to a lot of young Christians, they don't care about the denomination anymore. They'll say deliberately, I'm non-denominational, because they feel betrayed by these larger institutions that don't really seem to fit with the times. I mean, with the online stimulation, things are just constantly changing so fast, and this old party that's been here for ages that has these set blocks of what they do and what they believe, people, I think, would rather trust a person than that larger construct.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Are y'all familiar with the fact that we have had, right now it's pretty much a two-party system. I mean, you have the occasional Green Party, you have the occasional Communist Party candidate, you know, but for the most part, for all intents and purposes, we have a two-party system, really, right now.
Right.
But it used to be that we had a multiple-party system. I mean, you had the Whigs, you had the Republicans, you had the Democrats, and there were strong national parties that you know numbered more than two, if you know what I'm saying. And it began to whittle down. Were y'all familiar with that at all? Did you know that we used to have more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there's that. So let me ask you this: is it Do you see parties as a potential litmus test for a candidate because they have to agree to a platform, be qualified by the party, or do you see the party as being in the way of letting good candidates run?
The latter.
So go ahead and speak it through.
Yeah, so I think the parties get in the way of good candidates. And actually, it trended a little while back, an explanation of first-past-the-post voting system. And when people realized there were alternatives, like you put your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice, and then you get more of a variety of parties, a lot of young people, when they saw that, their blood was boiling. They're like, why don't we do that in America? That would make so much more sense. This two-party system is ridiculous, and it gets in the way of common sense.
Okay. Birdman?
Yeah, I really do agree with that. The one thing that I would say in kind of against that is that it does make me wonder with the way our culture's kind of shifted, especially for young, new voters. I'm wondering how feasible that would be because I see a lot of division between the right, the left, and I do see a lot of young voters going and saying, well, this is my side. I'm sticking to it. I feel like it's kind of this simplification of our culture has kind of fostered a new breed of voters, essentially. And I do wonder if that kind of thing, that kind of cultural shift would come into play and maybe turn against that. I do agree with what Copper's saying, but I can't help but think that, at least in my conversations with some young voters, that it might actually be a lot simpler.
Wow. Okay. You guys are not just a pair of pretty faces. That's evident. all right. I'll tell you what. So here's my perspective, and it may be a generational perspective in part, and also because, I mean, truthfully, I've been heavily involved in Republican politics. My family has, you know, over time. So I look at it as if someone says they have an R by their name or a D by their name, then my first assumption is they identify with the platform of the party, which gives me an immediate litmus test, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. It gives me an immediate opportunity to go, okay, they qualified as an R or a D. That means their party had to receive them first. That means if I look at the party's platform, then that candidate has chosen to identify with that team. That automatically gives me something that I look at and go, okay, I think I know where they stand on most issues. They may have some nuances. You know, like right now, I say it all the time on this show, being a Republican does not mean you're a conservative. Because we have plenty of Republicans that have voted to raise taxes. And we have plenty of Republicans that are squishy on pro-life, of all things. You know, we have Republicans that will stand idly by and not take a stand on the defense of the Second Amendment. Does any number of things you can talk about. But by and large, they tend to identify with a platform. And so I think the parties, me personally, I think the parties still survey, they survey a purpose in that regard, in that they help to give you an idea of where the person is coming from, and then you can go vet among those which one you think is the better. Like right now, you've got three very different people running for U.S. Senate in Alabama, all Republicans.
Right.
They all apparently identify with the base platform. But then within them, you have to look and say, oh, which one's more conservative or which one is going to be more moderate? And so anyway, I see some value still in that. Okay, good stuff. You guys got a, well, I know Copper does. She can't go anywhere. Birdman, you got a few more minutes before you have to head out?
Absolutely. I'm good to go. No worries.
All right, Copper, let's do a break. When we come back, I want to hear you guys. I loved the last week when I asked y'all, what was the stupidest story you've seen in the week? So I want to hear again this week, what is the stupidest story you've seen in the news lately? We'll come back and hear from them. Copper and Birdman, listen, I can't do what I do without them, and I know that for a fact. I openly confess that I do not know what all these buttons do or how to work that social media. That's why I've got Copper and Birdman, and they make my life so much easier. We'll come back and hear more from them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Going back with Copper and the Birdman, the two folks who, you know, you hear my voice all the time on the microphone, folks, and all you Right Side ruffians out there may identify with me as being the host of the show, but this host right now can't do nothing without the two people who keep everything moving, and that's Copper and Birdman. So, all right, you guys, I heard all of your doings there about party politics. Let me ask you this, though. On a totally separate note, what is the stupidest story you've seen in the news in the last week? And I don't care what it was. Copper, you went first last time, so Birdman, you're up first. What is the stupidest story you have seen in the news and why?
So, okay, last week I went really heavy. If you recall, we talked about something that was really heavy. But one of my favorite websites to browse is Not the Bee, which is basically the real version of the Babylon Bee.
Oh, yeah.
And this one, I'm sorry, this just stood out to me. So McDonald's has launched a new burger in Spain, and apparently they have launched a new Tex-Mex line of food. And so McDonald's launched a burger that is a like half-pound double cheeseburger with nachos on top. And it's like it's a significant amount of nachos, and to make it healthy, they put a slab of tomato on it. And it's designed to take after America.
So what you're saying is we are exporting our fatty diet to make sure the rest of the world feels as badly as we do on a Saturday afternoon watching football.
That's exactly it. We have rubbed off on in all the wrong ways here.
You know, crazy thing too, and I don't know if it's still true or not, but somebody once told me that if you look around through history, there has never been a war between two countries that both had a McDonald's. And I thought, huh, I don't know that I would have ever, but I'm not sure that's true anymore because they're everywhere. So I don't know if that's even true anymore. All right. So the stupidest story you've ever seen or seen lately has been on the creation of the fatty diet in Spain by our very own McDonald's. Okay.
And the marketing
that went with it. Yes. That would have to be some crazy marketing. Copper, what about you? What'd you see? Most stupid story you've seen lately? Yes.
Well, California wanted to save the bears, and now the bears are going after them. Hank what? The Tank is trending right now. He's a 500-pound bear, and he's been going around ransacking California towns for weeks now. But they assure us that it's okay because he's sweet and he's gentle. And when he breaks into your home, he doesn't make any rude faces. He doesn't growl. He's a nice bear.
Well, I got news. He's going to be met with some 30-30 opposition at my house.
Right.
So So what? Yeah, I heard once that I had this general that I really liked. He was hardcore, the special forces guy, and he said, "I believe in 5.56 diplomacy," which basically meant bullets. So what is this bear really breaking into houses, and he's still protected?
Yeah, over 24 California homes have been broken into.
Almighty.
Yeah, and the police have been called about him for more than 500, more than 100 times, and they still haven't done anything about it.
And so are they officially not doing something about it? Like, you know, it's because it's California, we cannot do anything? Is that what they're saying?
Officially, the authorities are after him.
Well, when somebody gets eaten, right? When somebody has more than just their trash pilfered and they get eaten, or their dog is dragged off into the bushes, I guarantee you there's going to be a lawsuit. Just the lawyer in me saying it.
But you can't shoot the nice bear. Remember, he's sweet.
He's sweet. He weighs 500 pounds. He can take down your door and eat you. But he's sweet. All right, you guys. Appreciate you. Everything y'all do, I appreciate you more than you could possibly know.
Thanks.
Copper and the... We got to get a sound effect for you guys. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I tell you what. I'm going to let the two of y'all collaborate. You come up with your own sound effect. All right? And I will withhold approval until I hear it, just in case. But but we'll let y'all collaborate on your sound effect.
Okay.
All right. Copper and the Birdman, folks. These are the two people that keep me moving. All right, you guys. Well, listen, we are going to go back to finishing up in a minute the stuff about Republican Party machinations, because there's been some craziness. There really has. And there's been a few other things that have happened around the state that it's a clear indication that just because you're in a party does not mean that you identify. Kind of like we talked about a moment ago, you don't identify with everything. I mean, if that was the case, there wouldn't be a need for primaries, right? You would just have everybody would all say, we all love each other. We all believe alike. We all agree with the job the other one has done. Therefore, you know, okay. I have a theory about primaries, by the way. I've said this multiple times. If you're an incumbent and you draw a primary, that really it's only for two reasons. Either one, they think you've done a really bad job and ought to be replaced, or two, they just want your job. And that's what it boils down to. So right now we got some primaries, and we also got some folks who had primaries that no longer have primaries after the Republican Party met this weekend and considered the removal of certain candidates. I'll fill in those blanks for you when we get back and talk about what's happening in the congressional race. I've got Congressman Barry Moore coming on the show later this week. He suddenly has the potential for a candidate against him who was not even there when the original qualifying closed. What in God's name is going on? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.